Start up like this, or like this, and hit the start button to flip back and forth. You can make the important things big, keep the small stuff small, and arrange it all around you. You can be all work, all play, or even both at the same time. You can do it all simpler and easier on your Windows tablet, PC, or Surface. That's the new Windows. One experience for everything in your life.
Hi there. Today we're going to talk about Gotta Get Paid in-app advertising, and we're just going to go over a couple of things to consider when you are going to go and figure out, how am I going to get paid? How am I going to make some money? And so I'm Stacey Mulcahy. I'm a technical evangelist or tech evangelist, whatever. Title keeps changing, from Microsoft, and I'm out of New York City. You can reach me at any of these items that you see on the screen, LinkedIn or Twitter or whatnot. And here we go. So when you think about creating a game or you think about creating an app, there's really two ways to kind of generate revenue for yourself. And, you know, you're going to get paid one of two ways. And so, like everyone, at the end of the day, for most of us, you know, unless it's that first app or that first game we're putting into the store and we're kind of working out the hello world situation and understanding how the process happens and, you know, how we go through this and how it appears and that kind of scenario. Once we're past that, most of us in some, you know, way or form kind of want to try to get some cash. I mean, who doesn't want some cash? And, you know, so one of those things are, you know, do we put something in the store and put a price point on it, or do we make it free? And if we make it free, what are other ways that we can, you know, kind of consider generating revenue? And so when you think about getting paid, you're getting paid from either one of two places. You're going to get paid by users. They're going to pay for your app, let's say, or you might have in-app purchases. Or you're getting paid by advertising. And so, you know, at the end of the day, you're still getting paid by a user, but there's usually those two streams, and one's going to be, you know, from the user directly or from the advertiser. And so when it comes to just in-app advertising and kind of going over, you know, what that means to you or what does that mean in general, usually in an app or a game, you can serve up little, if you want to call it, banner ads. I mean, that's just one format that you could be using, for example. But it's just the idea that, you know, in your app or in your game, you have advertisements. And you don't necessarily have control over the advertisements. You're just allocating a space or an area for that advertisement to appear. And so the way that an advertiser kind of measures success, or the way that you kind of get paid it, you know, at the end of the line, is that they look at things called impressions. And impressions are basically, you know, how many times has this been shown? So how many people have seen this or viewed it? And that's often what's called an impression. And then you think about how many times have people actually activated or clicked. And, you know, those are kind of the measurements for, you know, how successful that ad is. Now, there's other metrics depending on the ads that can apply after. So if someone actually sees it, clicks it, and then activates that ad or activates that offer. So if you had an ad in your phone app, for example, and it was for insurance, and if I saw it, clicked it, and then actually went and took and used that deal, that gives you way greater value, for example. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about how many people see it and how many people click it. And, you know, clicking it is going to be important. And so when we start to think about those kind of things, you know, we're starting to think about, okay, so how are we going to generate revenue? And there's all sorts of new models for generating revenue. But the one thing about in-app advertising is that advertising has been around for a long time. And people understand a banner ad. And I just don't mean people in general. I mean users get it. They know what they're supposed to do or it's going to happen. They have a sense of expectation. As a developer, you understand, you know, okay, well, to do this, I need to include this, this, or this, or I'm, you know, I don't have control over certain things. And advertisers understand how those things work. So, you know, it's kind of a tried and tested model. People understand where it is, and, you know what you can possibly get out of it. You're not kind of beta testing something new that's coming down the pipe. And so, you know, when you're starting to think about those kind of things, you want to think about, okay, if I'm going to generate revenue, what are the various ways that I can do so? And so advertising is going to be one of them. So one thing to think about when kind of considering monetization is, you know, ads are really good for repeat use. And so if you have a high volume of users and you have repeat use of those users, so let's say you have an app that is, you know, someone maybe only opens up once a week, you know, that might not be the best kind of place to, you know, start using in-app advertising. It really works best when a lot of people are going to see it. And so you want to think about number of users and repeat use. And that's the best use for in-app advertising. It's going to give you the best kind of value back. And so when you're thinking about how you're going to generate income, you need to consider this. And a lot of people will put these ads into apps that, you know, once again, are only opened maybe once a week. If that, there's not a lot of repeat use, and those ads will automatically kind of turn off a user. But, you know, for example, if you're looking at an app and I think it was like 6 seconds, it was like a Vine clone, and they had, you know, in-app advertising there, and, you know, you go to Vine quite a bit. You're seeing it quite a bit a day. You open up that app, you might open it 2 or 3 times. You know, if you're slightly addicted, can you imagine for some Instagram people, but you see those kind of ads once again, boom, boom, boom. You are kind of encouraging more revenue for yourself because you know that those people are going to be opening and using it quite a bit. And so that's just one thing to consider when you're thinking about how are you actually going to get paid at the end of the day. The one thing to also consider is that even though right now we're talking about in-app advertising, is that, you know, there are a bunch of different revenue models. So, you know, we talked about in-app advertising, there's in-app purchases, free versus trial mode, there's paid, there's all sorts of ways to go and do to go and try to generate revenue. And you don't need to just pick one. And that's the one thing that you just need to consider is that some of these can be complementary. And so, you know, you could be having, you know, in many places or many apps do it, where you have a free, you might have an ad, and you might also have an in-app purchase. And so, you know, you can kind of mix and match those things. And all of these things are not a science. They're all kind of a black magic trial and error and see what works for you. You know, but once again, there are some kind of, you know, things to consider when you're doing in-app advertising that we're going to cover in just a little bit. So one thing that you want to think about is that you want to invite the user when you're using in-app advertising. You don't want to interrupt them, kind of like this guy going across the screen. I could watch this on repeat forever. You know, you want to be inviting. You don't want to interrupt necessarily. And you want to find the opportunities to show advertising in a way that makes sense. And so you also want to give the user some kind of incentive too. And so sometimes you're just going to have standard banner ads that are always there and always present. And sometimes you're going to employ other tactics. And those tactics are going to include, you know, until you want to go move on to the next phase or the next level, I need you to see this ad, or I need you to watch this video, or whatever it may be. You know, but that's providing an incentive to the user. They want to continue to use it. They want to continue to move on to the next level and play and be engaged. And in order to do so, they need to sit through an ad or they need to click something. And users get that. They understand that because chances are they probably downloaded it for free. And so they understand that this is what they need to do in order to unlock more content, if you will, for example. Or they need to, you know, just be aware that that might always be in the interface. And that's, you know, free use right there, for example, is an incentive. And so you got to make sure you kind of provide those incentives as well. When it comes to driving revenue and trying to get the most out of your, you know, in-app advertising, you need to create experiences that add value. And so, you know, once again, it can't be all about the ads, and your ads need to fit into everything in a way that's fairly seamless, which we'll cover. But you want to talk about just creating experiences that drive value or that add value. And so they should be beautiful. They should be well constructed. They should give the user the features that they want. You know, you want them to focus on what you're providing them with, not kind of what you're supplementing it with. And so the minute that, you know, your ad starts to detract or take more attention away, that's when users tend to get a little bit more frustrated. So just by making sure that you're presenting value to the user right off the, you know, the bat with what you're, you know, whether it's a game or an app, so if you're providing entertainment or if you're, you know, giving them productivity, that you're really just honing home on the value, and you really want that ad in some ways to be secondary to it, you know. And the user often, depending on where you place it, they're going to click it anyways. And that's the other thing to think about is, how do you integrate this and how do you start to show it? And so when you want to think about ads, you want to integrate ads seamlessly. And, you know, you want to be very, very aware of how a user is going to use your app or your game and where that ad can go. And you know, what size and all those options. So anytime you're doing in-app advertising, just like you might be doing on the web for advertising with banner ads, there's tons of different options that you can be using nowadays. And so there's lots of different sizes, and there's lots of different formats. And so you can start to pick which ones make sense for your particular app. And so, you know, if you have an app that's got a very visual, a beautiful interface, you know, you might just want to put like a little almost like banner ad at the bottom of the page, for example, and start to think about just also the device factor and who you're targeting. So if you're on the phone and, you know, the control buttons are near the bottom of the phone in terms of navigation, for example, you know, in the hardware itself or the OS itself, never mind your game or never mind your app, you know, you can think about sneaky little things like, well, if I put the app at the bottom, are they more likely to click it even accidentally, right? And that's what I mean by sneaky, because you start to get into things about UX and affordance and someone accidentally clicking something. And it's okay to place that in a place where it might get accidentally clicked. You know, user's going to be like, oh, okay, yeah, I forgot if I click here or click here, it's going to do that. And so, you know, you're kind of using affordance, what, you know, something we often preach in UX, like having a very forgiving interface, and you're kind of taking it to your advantage. And so you can start to think about things like that. So placement and form factor, you know, how can I integrate it in a way that it's not detracting from the experience, but that there might be a way for me to take advantage of certain opportunities. And so, you know, we look at these two games, for example, and this is the most basic. This is a basic way that you see this being implemented nowadays. And it's just a simple banner ad, you know, at the top or the bottom. You might click it. You might get more information. It might be a full screen takeover. It might navigate somewhere else, you know, whatever it may be. But this is usually how you see it. And the one thing I just wanted to point out here is that if you look at the interfaces and you look at the ads, it's very obvious what is the ad and what is the interface. And so when you're thinking about those things, whether it be placement, whether it be your color choices, whether it be overall design, and you know that you're going to put in ads, account for that, because you don't want the user to by any means, way, or form kind of misconstrue the ad as part of your interface, right? You don't want them to think it's actually one of those things. You really want to separate those items out. It's just, you know, in order for the just for transparency's sake, to kind of let the user know that this is not part of the actual experience. This is supplementing the experience, and it's really, really important, because if you don't do that and it looks too close to your UI and it looks, you know, and once again, you don't have control necessarily over ads, but I'm talking about where you place them, for example, and just making sure that, you know, people understand that they are separate. If you don't do that, people kind of feel like you are being a little too sneaky and a little, you know, oh, well, it blends in, you know, they're getting me to click more. You know, you're doing one of those things where it's like you're forcing them into something, and you never want to kind of come across like you're forcing a user necessarily into something, unless there's a really good incentive behind. And so that's often, when we're talking about ads and we're talking about opportunities to present ads, you could have something like this all the time that's always there. But you can also, you know, decide to show ads at certain times. And so, you know, a game over, they've played three times, maybe you force them to see an ad, for example. Maybe, you know, they're moving to a different level. Maybe they want to use functionality that's new and all they need to do to unlock it is to, you know, watch an ad. You know, so figuring out those opportunities as well. So you're inviting them, you know, and you're giving them an incentive. You're not interrupting the user. You don't want to just throw something up. And that's when people are going to abandon and get frustrated, is when you take over the, you know, original intended experience with an advertisement and it's not kind of timed in a way that makes sense with their usage. And so most people, you know, if they're playing a game and they're going to the next level and they have to watch an ad, they'll do it because they want to play the next level. There's an incentive. They understand that this is a process. It's coming at a point where it's not interrupting their experience, where there's a transition that's logical that's occurring. And so you want to start thinking about those kind of things. And so, you know, if you have, for example, a game, a strategy that you can employ is that if you're going to the next level, or let's say maybe there's little tips that they can use or get in order to, you know, kind of help them level up, for example, or solve a problem, whatever it may be. You know, it's a tile game or it's a Scrabble game. Maybe they get more tiles if they watch an ad, you know, that kind of thing. You can start to employ those kind of tactics where they actually, there is a really good incentive for them to go and watch that ad. They get something back right away and kind of encourage that, you know, in order to, at the end of the day, kind of help up your revenue a little bit. So, you know, it's all about just making sure that you're not interrupting anything, that things look like they're kind of accounted for and seamless, when, especially when it comes to visual and UI, that you're choosing a format that makes sense. So, you know, if you want to do a takeover, it takes over the entire screen, if you're going to use video, if you're going to use just small little banner ads, all those kind of options, you just want to make sure that it really fits into the overall tone and aesthetic, you know, of what you're going for in terms of your game or in terms of, you know, the UX of your app, for example. And you just want to make sure that, you know, if you're going to force someone through something, it should happen at a logical point and that it should, you know, kind of provide some kind of incentive. And right now we know this problem. We, you know, someone sends us a link about an article on the web, we go to it and boom, this full, like, modal dialogue pops up and it's forcing us to click it, right? Forcing us to put in our email or forcing us to do something before we can actually get the content. And suddenly we're not that incentivized to actually go and click it and get that content anymore because it happened right at the beginning of the experience and we're super annoyed. So we're like, well, it can't be worth it. Like, you know, this is not going to be worth doing this amount of effort. And so you just want to think about those kind of things. You know, we experience this every day, especially on the web and in apps, not very much different in the sense of when and, you know, where those apps can appear. And you got to figure out what's best for the context at hand. And when it comes to especially app users who have repeat usage, you want to do it in a way that's very, very inviting and you don't want to interrupt them. So, you know, just some high-level tips about, you know, in-app advertising. Didn't go into too many details about how you implement because there's tons of tutorials and information out there about that in terms of using any of the app SDKs or any of that kind of thing. So kind of left that out of the mix. Didn't go too technical here, but just wanted to give you an overview. Here's why you might consider it. Here's the things you want to consider. And then here's just some, you know, here's how you be on your best behavior, I guess, when it comes to doing in-app advertising. So I'm going to leave you with that, and thank you for having me.